Torahway, Northwest London, Chof Zayin Shvat, the 1st of February, Rav Aaron Silva, and the subject is
Berachos HaMitzvos, when you make them.
When you make Berachos HaMitzvos.
There are three types of brachos that we make. We make Berachos HaNen, it's one type of mitzvah. Before your nen, from something, you are not allowed to get pleasure without making a bracha. The Gemara says in the beginning of the sixth parak of brachos, Ka HaNen Emi Olam HaZeh B'li Bracha Kilu Ma. Pasuk says, Lashem Aretz Umloa. Everything is Lashem. And the Pasuk says, Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, Boros Nasan Levnei Adam. So Gemara says, this is before the bracha, this is after the bracha. Mishnah Berurah points out that you only make this on hanas that go into the body, eating, drinking, or fragrance. Ramin even some in. But he says you take, I don't know, a hot shower and you get pleasure. Other hanas, he says you don't make brachas on.
Why?
He says rechitza. That's his example there. So,
why not?
Okay, that's a fair question. Okay, kohan neshama taloka.
You're making a shower anyway, did
you? You make it before you go in. Look, the same shaila is about in the mikvah also. Right? That's one type of bracha. Then you have brachos hamitzvos. Before you do a mitzvah, you make a bracha. It's interesting. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, the first halacha says, this halacha, you have to make a brachos hanenin, and if you don't make a brachas hananin, you're a kilu mo'ol in this world. The next halacha of the Rambam writes, kishem, the same way you make a bracha on it. Before you get hana, you have to make a bracha on a mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that the Rambam is saying, you just can't start doing a mitzvah. You know, you have to do the proper preparation. Who are you to start serving Hashem? Right? It's the same way you need a matir, something to let you be nana, you have to make a bracha before you start doing a mitzvah. That's the second type of bracha. And then, the bracha sheva chodo. Bracha is you praise Hashem. Shekochu gvura soma le'olam. Ose maseh bereshis. Almost all the brachas in davening, they're bracha sheva chodo. So bracha sainenin, bracha sa mitzvos, and bracha sheva chodo. The thing is, you don't make a bracha in every mitzvah you do. You don't make a bracha on kibbut av'eim, on staka. You don't make a bracha on Abbas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Davening, Kiddush, Havdalah. Why not? So Rashba has a tshuva about this in Os Yudches. He says there's no one answer. There are a lot of klalim, and then, based on these klalim, you have to apply. First, I want to just list off, more or less, the synopsis of what he says and what others say, and then maybe to go into more detail as time allots. First klal, he says, is if you don't do a maaseh, there's no action, you don't make a bracha. You know, his example is pretty interesting. Hashmatas ksafim. You have to forego the loan in Shemitah. There's nothing you do. You just don't, you know, sue the other person. You know maaseh. But the same thing is with avas Hashem, yiras Hashem. All these brachas, there are things that there is no maaseh. You don't make a bracha. That is rule number one. Then he has another klal, which is, if it's not totally up to you, there's somebody receiving the mitzvah, you don't make a bracha, maybe the person will say no. And he doesn't spell it out, but then it'll be a bracha levatol. Right? You want to give tzedakah, and then he can say no. You want to bring something to your father, and your father says no. So, in other words, something that there's somebody else involved, a lot of mitzvahs been on a machavero, there's a recipient, the person may not accept it, and therefore you don't make a bracha. That is klal number two. Then he has klal number three, which is pretty similar to klal number two, but there's a nuance of difference. He says, if the person you have the obligation, the mitzvah to do, can be mochel, you don't make a bracha. It's a weaker type of mitzvah. It's a mitzvah shenitan lemechila, and therefore, certain mitzvahs, the person can forego it. It's a weaker type of mitzvah, and therefore you don't make a bracha. Besides this, he has at least two other klalim. He has one klal. If you shouldn't have been obligated in its mitzvah, you should not make it. For example, there's a mitzvah of a Heshiv Yisrael Zeyla, to return stolen property. You shouldn't have been obligated in this mitzvah, right? You shouldn't have stolen anything to be obligated. You know, I can't make a bracha that what? Bless Hashem that you enabled me to return the stolen property I stole. And finally, he has one more klal that Beis Din has onus, you don't make a bracha. Before Beis Din executes somebody, Beis Din is to get up there, Ashir, Kedushonim, and Mitzvosav, Liskol Esha, I don't know, Oved, you don't eat, right? You don't make a bracha on onus. Those are more or less his five klal. He has a few more things here, but that more or less is a synopsis of the Rosh Bracha. The Or Zeruah has another klal, and he says that a mitzvah that is constant, avas Hashem, yiras Hashem, that is all the time, you don't make a bracha. A bracha that comes at certain times, and at certain times you're not obligated. It can be once a day, twice a day, it doesn't matter. But if you're not obligated at all times, then when the time comes, you do the mitzvah, you make a bracha, minei chibur ha-mitzvah, for love of the mitzvah, appreciation of the mitzvah. But a bracha you make all the time, you miss it, you're obligated all the time, you don't make a bracha, and then we'll get to it if we have time. Starts discussing about our Talmud Torah. You make a bracha in Talmud Torah, why L'chor is supposed to learn all the time, that has to be discussed. Now, that is two Rishonim. You also have, in the Achronim, the following two klal. You have the klal, the Nesivos has it, Rav Soloveitchik also gives this klal. You don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that you mekayim through brachas. Kiddush. You don't make asher kiddushon a mitzvah sov lekadesh esh haShabbos. Because the whole mitzvah is done with brachas. Or, for example, Havdalah, Bruchas HaMazon, davening. You don't make a bracha, on Shemona Esrei. Forget about the Hefsek Gal Yisrael. Milcha, right? You don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha because the whole mitzvah is done through brachas. That is another klal. And the final last klal is that of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, any bracha that is a mitzvah sichli, we understand it, and even goyim do these things, even though the goyim don't do it because Hashem commanded. And we do it dafka because Hashem commanded, you don't make a bracha. So he says, on stakka kibur aveim, these types of mitzvah, you don't make a bracha because it is not nikar that the Kedusha Yisrael. Because Goyim do, you can't say Asher Kedushon HaMitzvah Savitzivonim. Because it's not nikar Kedusha Yisrael, and therefore you don't make a bracha on that. That is the klal of the Aruch HaShulchan. Now, let's go back. The first klal of the Rosh Bo was, if there is no maaseh, you don't make a bracha. Truth is, there are a number of things that have to be discussed here. There's a machlokus in the Torah, in Hilchos Pesach, about bitulchah. Let's assume somebody went on a trip, and he left, I don't know, went to the Far East for a few months, left way before Pesach, and he wasn't planning on coming back on Pesach, he didn't do Bedikas Chametz, and then it's Erev Pesach, wherever he is, and he remembers that in the cupboard over there, I don't know, there's a bottle of scotch, or there's a bag of cookies or something, right? He has to do, right? He should do it even misavik, but if he knows for sure he's been mavato chametz, nobody else is dealing with it, does he make a bracha? 2 days in the tour, one is, there's no maaseh. Now the truth is, the Gemara and the Mishnah says, mavato b'libo, you can mavato b'lev, and parsha pshat is, you don't even have to verbalize it, you just have to think it, and you're mavato that it's good enough. So, one shita holds that, you don't make a bracha on this. You simply don't make a bracha. I think the Beis Yosef quotes, the Beis Yosef, the Abogad Avraham quotes it, that something is no maaseh, you don't make a bracha. An example is Bitul Chametz. Now, there's a daya there that argues that either this daya doesn't accept this klal, or the truth of the matter is that the Ran quotes an opinion, one opinion, a Yesh Omim, that you have to verbalize the Bitul Chametz. You just don't have to say it loud enough that somebody hears it, right? Hefker people have to hear, three people have to hear. Here, you have to say it, and you don't have to say it out loud. Fine, that's one example. Let's go to another example. There's a major machlokus in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Mem Zayin. You have to make Brichas HaTorah when you don't verbally. You get up and you're thinking about Divrei Torah. Is that obligate Brichas HaTorah or not? So, from the Mechaber, the Grah, from the Mechaber and Rambam, it seems to me that you don't have to make a bracha. You don't have to make a bracha. You're thinking Divrei Torah. The Grah argues. It says, V'hagisa v'yoma v'alayla. And the Pasuk says, V'hagyon li bi. Hagyonis Levi sometimes, and Hagisa, he says you have to make a bracha when you think in Divrei Torah. So when you get up in the morning, don't think about Divrei Torah until you make Brachas HaTorah. The question, because the Mechaber Lachor is Soser himself, because he says when you write Divrei Torah, you have to make a bracha. But that could be because when you're writing, it's a Maaseh already. So that's another case where this comes up. Now, if you accept this klal, it could explain a few other mitzvahs why you don't make a bracha. There's a famous question, why you don't make a bracha at the night of the Seder, the Saper, Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it's going to tell the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why don't you make a bracha? Different answers. If you have time, we'll get to different answers. But it could be the highest, the fulfillment, the total fulfillment of Saper Yitzias Mitzrayim is Balei. We say, Mishnah says in Psachim, we say it in the Haggadah, Chayav Adam Liros, it's Atzmo Kehilu Yotza Mitzrayim. A person has to feel as he himself went out of Mitzrayim. You have to relive the story and feel as if you went out of Mitzrayim. So if that is the culmination in the Iker Kiyum, it could be since the Iker Kiyum is Balei, it could be that is a reason why you don't make a bracha. I saw this somewhere, I just don't remember where I saw this. I just want to point out, that's the girsa we have. The Rambam had a different girsa in that Mishnah. Instead of Chayav Adam Liros, Chayav Adam Laharos. A person has to show. And he had an A, Liros Laharos. And therefore he says, in order to fulfill this mitzvah, Chazal made takanas of Arba Kosos and Haseva. And now you have to show it. So then there will be more of a maaseh. It could be Kriyat Shema also. The Iker of Kriyat Shema is Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. Kabbalat Ol Malchus Shamayim is saying the words. It's accepting Ol Malchus Shamayim, Ol Mitzvos. It could be the Iker Kiyum there is also Balev. My father, Zechon Lebracha, once pointed out to me that he thought perhaps that's one of the reasons you don't make a bracha on Kibbut Avayim. The Chai Adam writes, and there's also in the Chayfer Haregim, according to the Chai Adam, the Kibbut is in Machshava and Maaseh in Dibur. Taking care of the parents, Machel, Mashke, Motzi, Machnis, Dibur, how you speak to them, but he writes, Machshava. And then he quotes Pasuk, and he writes, V'hainu chabi b'machshava, Da'on, the person shouldn't say that he doesn't really think highly of his parents. But it means he has to machav them in his heart, that they are very chashav, and he should think of them as great gedolim nechbareo. It's even though other people don't think of them that way. And then he writes, "Vize ikur hakibud." This is the ikur kibud aveim. Shem lo kain harik siv b'sviyus v'sfasiv kutani. They respected me with their mouth and their lips. V'libo richak mimeni, and his heart is far away from me. You know, the person has to think highly of his parents. So that's the ikur kibud. It's also belay. Achaim Shmulevitz writes in his Kovetz Sichos. Let's say a person has a father who's not, I don't know, such a super chashuv person. So he says, every person has some midah that he excels in. A person should think of a parent, what midah they excel in, and concentrate on it, and through that, honor his parents in his heart. And I don't think he says this, but it's obvious. If he can't think of anything that his parent excels in, the Gemara says in a number of places that afilo rekim shem, even the lowest Jews, are full of mitzvahs like rimon. And if you can't think of anything in a parent that they excel in, the problem is not with a parent, the problem is with a child. Okay, so that's the klal. Rashba has it. It comes up with bittel. It comes up with divrei Torah. And it might be related to kibud avayim, sipur yitzias mitzrayim, and could be kriyat shema. Now, there's another side of the coin over here. Sometimes you have a mitzvah which has different ma'asim. For example, Tosfos and Menachos quotes the Vahag. Vahag says that you forget one night in counting Sfiras Omer. One night in Sfiras Omer you forget. So the Vahag says, that's it, you can't continue counting. You cannot continue counting. Tosfos says, can't be, disagrees. So what do? We don't know which is correct. We continue counting, but without a broch. Maybe Tosfos is right, we continue counting. But Misafek, you don't make a broch. Now, what's a machlokas? So according to Tosfos, it's generally assumed that there are 49 mitzvahs. Every night is a separate mitzvah. You skip a night, you miss a night, so you continue the next night. Instead of having 49 mitzvahs, you have 48 mitzvahs. According to the Bahag, why can't you continue counting? So usually they say that what? That it's one big mitzvah. It's one mitzvah. You have to count all 49 days. You have to count all 49 days. It's a day. You can't continue count the mitzvah. Question is, the Achronim ask, 1 minute. It's one mitzvah. You should make one bracha the 49th night, and that's it. What, every night you make a bracha, there's only one mitzvah here. So, then Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, and others say that what? You see from here, you saw it. No maaseh, no bracha. But if you have one mitzvah, but you do 49 maasim, and 49 maasim, all done at separate times, each maaseh mitzvah is mechayev. The kiyum mitzvah is not what's mechayev, it's the maaseh mitzvah. And therefore, since there are 49 maaseh mitzvahs here, you make a bracha on each one. So it comes out, no maaseh, no bracha. You have one mitzvah which has 49 maasim done at different times, each maaseh has to have its own bracha. That is one way of understanding the Bahag. Now, the truth of the matter is, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out there's another approach to the Bahag. It could be the Bahag really concurs that it is 49 mitzvahs, and every night is a separate mitzvah. So why can't you continue counting? Because you need retzifus, a continuation in counting. You can't count 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. You can't do that. You can't count 6 unless you counted 5. There's an opinion that the Be'er Halacha quotes in the name of Rav Haigon, I believe. He says that, Rav Haigon, that if you skip the night and you want to continue counting, so if you can skip night 6 or night 7, you say, yesterday was 6 and tonight is 7. And then he holds you can continue counting with a bracha. So the point is, we don't necessarily paskin that way, but the point is, the problem is with Sifus. I'll tell you, there's a difference here. Let's assume, forgetting about the Bahag, you counted 5 nights and forgot 9-6, night 6. According to the Bahag, you're finished, correct? No, the first 5 nights you made a bracha levatala or not. So if it's all one mitzvah and you're not going to be mekayim it, that's it. All right, nothing you can do, but you had 5 bracha levatala. However, if you have this approach that it's, even according to the Bahag, it's 49 mitzvahs, you just have to have continuation to 5 mitzvahs you had. The rest of them, you won't have. Okay, that is enough on the topic of the first klal, that there's no maaseh, there's no brach. Now, next klal is, if there's somebody else involved, right, you can't make a brach. Somebody else is involved, you can't make a bracha because maybe the person won't accept it. Right? So he says, this explains kibud av aim, this explains staka, explains ha'anaka, that when you free your eved imri after 6 years, you have to give him all kinds of presents and send him out. There's a whole bunch of literature from way back about lighting electric lights for Hanukkah candles. So, there are different topics involved. One of the topics involved is that you don't do it yourself because you need the electricity from the local electric company. And there's somebody else involved. So that would be the only problem. Okay, but first of all, most of it runs automatically. And even ignoring that, if you had a battery, you don't need anybody else either. So if that was the only problem, you know, you get around it. But it's also one is you need somebody else. Certain postmen aren't worried about this at all. They know that Soloveitchik and Rabbi Yosef said that if you have no other option, you can use electric lights for Shabbos candles, because it's a din. Or you should have lights, or you can use that if you have to. But Hanukkah candles, there are other issues involved. It has to be Doma Leneros Bamikdash. You're not allowed to use the Hanukkah candles to read, to do other things by it. I think Rashi says people can manipulate it for the purpose of reading. But the Baal HaMor says no, that the Keneged, the Neros in the Beis HaMikdash, you couldn't get pleasure from the Neros in the Beis HaMikdash. So, that you see from this that what? That there's a connection between the candles of Hanukkah and the candles of the Beis HaMikdash, and there you had to actually light something. The question is how far this goes. Avnei Nezer says, you have, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a receptacle for the oil. On the menorah we use, it has to be receptacle. And if you use candles, you can't just line them up on silver foil. You have to put them into something. Otherwise, it's no good. Rav Soloveitchik didn't agree to this. So, it's a bit of comparison. That's also an issue there. Let's go back to our topic. Somebody else is involved, there's no bracha. Now I'll tell you, this is against the Rambam and the Raib. It's a very strange bracha. That's unusual that we make at a wedding. The bracha on the Kedusha, bracha is Eirshin. Asher kirishanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu, so far it's like a bracha, it's not a mitzvah. Then it's a long, long, long bracha. V'tzivanu ala royos, v'os ala nes arusos, v'tir lanes ha'nisuos a'idei chupa v'kidushin. It's a bracha ta'ashem, v'kadesh amu yisro a'idei chupa v'kidushin. Very long bracha, which you don't usually ever make. So there's a big machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh about the nature of this mitzvah. But it's based on another point.
So somebody else getting married, not the Rav who's saying it.
Right. Okay, 1 second. The Rav says it for the chassan. Give me just 1 minute. So, first of all, it's Kiddushin a mitzvah? This is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. Rambam says, Kiddushin is getting it. It's a mitzvah. He listed off. Lisa Isha Yedek Subav and Kiddushin. He's told it's a mitzvah saseh to get married. And he writes specifically in Hilchos Ishus that this bracha, the same way you make a bracha on all mitzvahs, you make a bracha on Kiddushin. He writes explicitly. The Rosh in the first parak of Ksubos argues and says there's no mitzvah to get married. The mitzvah is pruravu. That's the mitzvah. He says, sometimes people get married and there will be no children. They're older people, they're aging, they're older people, they're not going to have children. Or something's wrong, God forbid, it's serious, an eyeless, and now there won't be children, right? And he still make this bracha. He said you can be kind of pruravu without getting married with a pilegish. Okay, that's not our topic, whether pilegish is mutter. Also, that's what the Rosh writes. You can be kind of pruravu without getting married, and he says that people get married without any chance of pruravu. So he says it's not a bracha sa mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to get married, it's a bracha shevach v'ho-do. And that's why it's so long, that's what he claims. So according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah, and he writes specifically it's a bracha sa mitzvah. According to the Rosh, it's not a bracha sa mitzvah, it's a bracha shevach v'ho-do. Let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam says you make the bracha, like a bracha sa mitzvah. The right midr says you can't, maybe the lady won't accept the ring. No, depends on somebody else. And then the Rambam says, so what do? He says, you make the bracha afterwards, after she accepts it. So according to the Rambam, there's somebody else involved, and you still make the bracha, against the Rashba. Against the Rashba. According to the Rambam, also against the Rashba. Rashba says no bracha. The Rambam says bracha, but afterwards. Right? So both the Rambam and the Rambam on different levels are against the Rashba. The Rambam says there is a bracha, and the Rambam says make the bracha afterwards. There's a Rambam, interestingly, in Hilchos Shechita like this. Let's say you have an animal, and you suspect for a certain reason the animal is a trefa. And it's the only animal you're shechting. Do you make a bracha? The Rambam says you make the bracha after the Shechita, after you check the insides of the animal to see that if it's kosher. Now, I told you, the second klal of the Rashba, when there's somebody else involved, he has it as a third klal, but in a slightly different way. He says, if the person can be mochel, then there is no bracha. Right? The father says, you have to give this to me. The Eved doesn't say you give hanaka. He says there is no bracha. He says it's a weaker type of mitzvah. Does the rabbi get a bracha? Now, if that's the case, the Rambam and the Rambam aren't against it. Why? The father says, you don't have to serve me. You know, there's no mitzvah kibbut aveim now. The Rani says, you don't have to give me tzedakah. There's no mitzvah of tzedakah. If the lady says, no, I don't want the ring, okay. Doesn't pat you from getting married. Don't marry this lady. You have to find somebody else. So, in other words, getting married, if it's a mitzvah, it's not nitan l'mechila. This lady can refuse. There are a lot of girls, a lot of women in the world. Therefore, if the Rambam and Rambam aren't against this form of the klal. Klal 3 is not against the Rambam and Rambam. Now, the Rashba has a very interesting proof there that this klal is correct. Not about bracha, it's a weaker type of mitzvah. from a Gemara in Ksubos on Daf Mem. It says in the Mishnah on Daf Lamites in Ksubos, somebody attacks a woman, he has to marry her. He can never divorce her the rest of his life. The Mishnah says it doesn't matter whether she's fat, ugly. You attacked her, it's your problem. But then the Mishnah says, if you can't marry her, let's assume a person attacked the mamzeres. Somebody not allowed to marry, correct? Correct. Somebody attacks somebody who's not allowed to marry, then, lo siyal isha, isha rilo, then you don't have to marry her. Ask the Gemara Daf Mem. Asay docha lo sasa. There's a mitzvah to get married. There's a lo sasa not to marry a mamzer. So he's a mitzvah to marry. Marry her his whole life. So why don't you say asay docha lo sasa? The Gemara says he only has to marry her if she wants. If she says no, I don't want to marry you. She says I'm mochel. I don't want you. Then he has no obligation to marry. So you see, you don't say asay docha lo sasa by a mitzvah that's nitan lemechila. That's what he writes. And therefore, it's a weaker mitzvah. Somehow he infers from this in some way that you don't have to make a bracha. I don't know what the two have to do with this. He proves it's a weaker type of mitzvah. That's what he understands. The truth of the matter is that Tosi Yishonim, that Gemara in Ksubas, explains it another way. In general, the halacha is, whenever the man can't marry the lady can't marry the man. A kohen can't marry a divorcee, but a divorcee also can't marry a kohen, right? And in usual cases, it's always the same onesh, except bas kohen or bala. But in general, it's certainly always osur and usually it's the same onesh. Now, if somebody attacks a lady, the mitzvah is only on him, correct? But if a woman is a mamzeres, same way he can't marry a mamzeres, a mamzeres can't marry a regular Jew. So as far as he's concerned, ase docha lo sase. There's no heter for her. So if you want to say ase docha lo sase, as far as he's concerned, ase docha lo sase. The problem is her. That's how Tosi Shoyin understands the Gemara.
If he pays her, he can't pay his way out.
He can't pay if she wants to marry him and she agrees, he cannot pay his way out. He can't do it. It doesn't work. He has to marry her.
Well, she might be a divorce.
The mitzvah is always there. The mitzvah is always there. Except if he's not married to her, al pi halacha. But in other words, there is no, if you're obligated, if you don't say ase docha lo sase, I mean, you're obligated, just there's no way, you can't perform the ase.
If she said no, then he'd have to give her money, wouldn't she?
Right, that's something else. But if she doesn't say no,
there is an alternative.
Not for him. I see what you're saying, but not for him to begin with. There's a theoretical alternative for somebody else.
If there's an alternative, then
okay, I hear. And it's your understanding that it's not like I have the alternative. You know, if the alternative is based on somebody else, then you don't say, I'll say dochos. Okay, I hear. That's another shot in the Gemara. Okay, fine, accept it. I have a minute and a half left?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to point out, you had this cloud from the Nesivos and of Soloveitchik. You don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that you came through brachas. So, Kiddush, Havdalah, Brachas HaMazon, Davening. Now, it's not only there. Sometimes you have a mitzvah that itself you don't fulfill with brachas, but you fill it in a misgeret, in a framework of brachas, like Kriyashma. Kriyashma, there are no brachas, but there's a mitzvah of saying it, Midrabon and all, with all the brachas Kriyashma. You say Kriyashma early in the morning, and not with the brachas, it's not a full mitzvah on a drabbana level. So since they are misakin, I'll say there are brachas, therefore, there's no bracha. There's a balamor like this. There's a balamor like this that's originally, we blow shofar twice. Before Musaf, after Kriyas HaTorah, and then during Musaf. It's Kriyas Dem Yushav and Kriyas Dem Uman. The balamor says, before they made this takana, blowing the Kriyas Dem Yushav, they only blew during Shemana Esrei, they didn't make a bracha on Tekiyas Shofar, because Tekiyas Shofar was done during the brachas of Shemana Esrei. So you see a mitzvah you do through, even though it itself is not through brachos, but it's done in the framework of brachos, you don't make a bracha. Kriya Shema and Tekiyah Shofar. I will just end with a question of the Muhammad, the Ramban against the Baal Amor. He says, that isn't so. You make a bracha on Brachas Kohanim, and Brachas Kohanim is always done in the middle of Shemana Esrei, and he says, therefore, he disagrees with the Baal Amor. And then they used to make a bracha on it. And if some other time we have time, we can talk about what the answer is.